How do you feel about university? Has it met your expectations, or has there been some failure, and do you have any concerns?
I thought it would be more of a problem than I see. I mean, I don't know how far along they are. I'm sure they must be halfway anyway, with I think they had 10,000 people or units or something, and just the thought of that in that sort of pristine area seemed like a lot, but I don't think it's been a problem at all.
You're not concerned about its impact on the conservation area?
No, we inhabit the planet, and I think there are people that are monitoring the green space, and I'm sure if there's problems, I kind of doubt it.
What do you think is the future of the urban forest on Burnaby Mountain?
I think the forest is going to take care of that. It grows and matures and dies and rebuilds itself and knows how to do all that stuff perfectly well. It's of a size where it is its own ecosystem. I think the future is promising.
What kind of ecosystem management should there be on the mountain?
Well, it's a conservation area, and I think Mother Nature is more powerful than we human beings, and Mother Nature will, unless we change our habits. I think the use of the park by the people has been a positive one. I don't think there's been much destruction or damage. There was talk of a fire up there last summer, but I don't think there was anything happened. I didn't hear anything.
In what other ways has human use of the park been positive?
Well, as long as it's respectful of the natural development, and people are sensitive to the regulations and everything that are put in place, and people are very good about those things. I think a lot of people take ownership, and are very respectful. I think it's a positive thing.
That sounds great. I've actually come to an end of my questions, but are there things that you'd like to add or things that have come up in the interview?
I guess one thing about the future is we're coming up to the 150th commemoration of BC joining Confederation, and the city at the 100th anniversary did a very good job of making the space there a very special one, and I think they should do the same for the 150th. And one thing they can do for sure is to do with the rhododendron garden that needs rehabilitation. The entrance to the mountaintop and Horizons Restaurant is a beautiful space. The trees are becoming a canopy, and Simon Fraser has developed their ring road with sidewalks and subdued lighting, and the city really needs to do something with that entrance. The road is the most poorly maintained road in the city. I've been on rural roads in Cuba that are much better than that, and Cuba is certainly one of the poorest countries in the hemisphere. They did pave the top part, and they're going to pave the other part, but I think that's... my guess is the Parks and Recreation Commission have very tight budgets, and I think it's a special place, and maybe for the 150th anniversary of BC joining Confederation, they should think about making the entrance and a special place as they did for the 100th.
Yes. Do you think there's any conflict between the natural aspect of the conservation area, the kind of wildness of it, and adding these cultural features, I don't know, improving, say, the entrance Centennial Way, adding gardens, formal gardens or planted gardens up in the pavilion area? Is there a...
I mean, it's either you have... you can have grass or you can have a garden. I mean, one of the reasons they don't improve the or rehabilitate the rhododendron garden is their big thing is the rose garden up there.
Yes. And it's beautiful.
It is, but when the rhododendrons are in bloom, it pales. The other thing with the rose garden, it's level, and the rhododendron garden isn't. But no, I don't think there's a conflict there at all. People use the area, and you would not believe the hours that they use them. And without a sidewalk and with the road in such bad condition, people riding bicycles there at all times of day and night, it's dangerous. And I've pointed that out, and it doesn't seem to have... much impact, but I have not given up. How did you hear about my letter with the Rhododendron Society?
It's amazing what you can find on the internet.
I don't know how that would be. I mean,
well, I just kind of plugged your name in and off I went.
No, I'm sure, but
it was in their minutes that you had sent a letter to the Burnaby Society. Burnaby
Rhododendron Society. Yeah, it would be in their minutes, and their minutes would be... No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much. This has been very helpful.
My pleasure.
Okay, I'll end the interview.